From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said Sunday in a statement that it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. The move opens an avenue to form a reconciliation government. The rival Palestinian governments have been at loggerheads since a civil war in 2007 when Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority from Gaza. British police now say that they have arrested a second suspect in connection with the bombing of a subway train in London. The police said in a statement that they arrested a 21-year-old man in the West London suburb of Hounslow, which is home to London's Heathrow Airport, just before midnight Saturday. He was arrested under Britain's Terrorism Act earlier Sunday. Another suspect, an 18-year-old man, was arrested. Amber Rudd is UK's Home Secretary's extra security measures. Says that they were in place.
Well, following the attack in Parsons Green last Friday, the police have made good progress with what is an ongoing operation. The Joint Terrorist Analysis Centre, which reviews the threat level that the UK is under, have decided to lower that level from critical to severe. Now, severe still means that an attack is highly likely, so I would urge everybody to continue to be vigilant but not alarmed. As the Prime Minister said last Friday, the military were called to support the police so that armed police officers could have a greater presence on our transport network.
And ISIS has claimed responsibility for the assault. The terrorist group has a history of claiming responsibility for attacks. This is